This is WW3 Ancestry.
WI3 Ancestry.
Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Good evening, everyone. We'll be starting here in just a few moments. This is KB3MXM, Maryland DC section manager. So we'll continue to watch the stations joining us, and we'll be starting in about 5 minutes. Thank you.
B3MXM. Welcome to the WB3GX W repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Real quick, before we get the next starter, if anyone is connected to the WB3HW-R repeater, please come over to the conference server, node 6154, that's WASH_DC. KB3JQQ, evening, Marty.
All right, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. It's good to see a good turnout here. My name is Marty. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3 Mike, X-Ray Mike, Maryland DC section manager. And we've got a good showing this evening across the section, and I really appreciate that. We'll get started here in just a moment. I know some people, their alarm clocks just went off, so we'll give them just a moment to sign in, so please be patient. We'll be right back. All right, good evening once again. Now, this is the monthly Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW. Thank you very much, John, for your continued support, and also to those repeater operators and owners and node operators who have elected to check in with us this evening, and we'll be getting to everyone as well. First, I'd like to start off by thanking the section for their help and for their ability to respond and monitor and be prepared for the inclement weather that we've had over the last month. It does seem to continue. We've had a lot of flooding, trees down, wind damage, storms. And I heard today that all of it might be due to some of that smoke from California. So I'll leave that maybe for the text box to comment on. But I did smell a little smoky air the other day, so it does get its way. It does get itself all the way across the country like that. I remember when the fires were in Virginia, we could smell smoke here in Maryland as well. Speaking of weather, if you've been watching the Weather Channel or following the weather online, you know there's some activity in the Caribbean. Forecasters not expecting that to develop, but the season's not over. And also some severe weather forecasted for just north of us, for our fellow hams up in Pennsylvania, all the way up through the Adirondacks and into western and northern New England. So the season's not over, my friends. So keep the radio on, and appreciate you helping out. All right, well, let's get right to it. We've got a couple of repeaters checked in this evening. We'll be getting to those repeater systems and nodes and to the hams that are on those systems. We'll get to you in just a moment. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Let me just cover a couple activities that are going on in the section and around the section, both in the Atlantic Division and here in the Maryland section. The Pennsylvania State Convention is September the 1st. It is being held in Uniontown, PA. Information can be found in the section news. Also, we have the West Virginia Amateur Radio Convention on Friday, August the 24th, which is Sunday. I'm sorry, which is Friday, and then to Sunday the 26th. It's at the Jackson's Mill Conference Center in Weston, West Virginia. So maybe get a chance to come over and meet our fellow hands in the Roanoke Division. And if you want to go out to the beach, September the 8th is the time to do it. Virginia Beach Ham Fest Tidewater Radio Convention. And that is the Virginia Beach Amateur Radio group over there. So maybe visit the beach before the season's up. And I added to this, I also added there was what I thought kind of interesting, called the Red Ball Swap Meet. No, that's up in Gilbert, Pennsylvania. Pretty good drive. Stroudsburg, Layton. But that's September 22nd, or 21st through the 2nd, 22nd, a.m. to 5 p.m. All kinds of military stuff up there. I'm sure you'll find some radio equipment there, too. And then the last one I'll mention this evening is we get into October. This isn't that very far away. We've got the our Hollywood Volunteer Fire Department Bingo Hall. And we'll host the 6th Annual Tailgate Fest, sponsored by the St. Mary's County Amateur Radio Association. Break.
Q.
Also, I'd like to mention, too, if you're not already involved in participating, there is the NASA on the Air. You'll find it in Section News. There are several clubs that are participating. These are well-known locations all over the United States. And Marshall Space Flight Center, all these places here. And it's an on-air event. I'm surprised I missed it. No one brought it up. But NASA on the Air participating in the 2017-2018 special event, including phone digital CWEMEs, for those who like to bounce it off the moon, and satellite. You can read more in the Section News and go to the link for more details. And the ARL grid chase continues. Look at the leaderboard. There's some pretty impressive number there for finding grid squares. It's not too late to get on the list, and I encourage you to do so. And then what's coming up this weekend is the International Lighthouse and Lightship weekend. That's always fun. You know, get out your atlas and figure out where these lighthouses are, because there's quite a few. And then right in the beginning, or right in the beginning of September, we've got the Brickyard 400 and the Route 66 on the air. You'll find more details in the Section News, which you can find on the ARRL.org website, and put MDC, put MDC in the search window. It'll take you right there. Oh, sorry, John, I think the alligator got me. Okay, and then, you know, we had a pretty good Maryland Q-Sto party, thanks to the Anne Arundel Radio Club and everyone who participated. My apologies for not being able to get down. It's just too busy right now. But thanks again for all your support. And please thank the Amateur Radio Club there in Anne Arundel County for putting on a great Maryland Q-Sto, and support them as much as you can. So we're down to just, I think that was an 8-hour. No, that was a 12-hour event. 12-hour event, so really jam-packed. And the bands were a little iffy. And let's see, that's about all I have for the events so far. We'll take a break, and then we'll go around to some more repeaters. This is KV3MXM. This is the monthly Maryland, D.C. section Echo Link Conference. Please stand by. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the WB3GXW. Anyone on the repeater system there that'd like to check in with us this evening, your call sign, please, and a few words for the net.
Hello there, Marty, WB3GXW. Good evening. Hope all is good with you. And let's see if I got it. I think I do. All right, yeah, all is good. The system should not cause a problem this time like it did last month. There's some newest equipment was replaced that was defective. Verizon took care of that. Not much else. We have our test session tomorrow at the Women's Club of Law, 384 Main Street. Send your friends and enemies, whatever, to upgrade. And I think that's pretty much all I have. Bulletins will be on tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock. Take care, WB3GXW.
Okay, John, thank you very much. Yes, indeed. There's, you know, we were able to overcome, and we just all switched over, which is what we do well. Hey, the bulletin's at 8. You said, is that AM or PM, sir?
8 PM tomorrow. 8 PM tomorrow, and starting at 7 PM on Friday.
Yeah, some of us do get up early in the morning. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. All right, thanks, John. I really appreciate it. Okay, do we have anybody else on WB3GXW system? I'd like to check in your call sign, please. Oops. Okay. I'm going to go to Philip, W3ICF, and then after that, Stephen, KC3KZD in the link system. I'll go to those. So I'll go to Philip first, to W3ICF. Go ahead, sir.
Good evening, Marty. W3ICF here from the home computer. Monitoring the repeater up there. I don't see anybody connected in the echo link on the repeater, or I would have lost your marquee. But I will make a check here to see if there's anybody on the RF side of the repeater that would like to join in. Everything's been going pretty good up here for the most part, and FARC people and some of the FARG people have been up at Camp Airy with the Boy Scouts working on merit badges and various items, and also giving some of the scouts a chance to get on the air and talk a little bit from the campsite. So let me ask this question there. Anybody on the RF side of the W3ICF-R repeater, 14673, come ahead and check into the net, please.
3-0-R-W-10-3-K-D-C.
Looks like you got three there, Marty. Did you write them down, or you want me to cover them?
Well, I got most of them. I got an RO, a PCB, and a KDC, but let's start with KDC first. Go ahead, Phil. If you got them all down, then we'll just start from the list. KDC's first.
Well, what I was going to do, I was just going to go to the names, let them give their calls. Leonard, you were the first one in there. Go ahead, please, Leonard.
Okay, Phil, thank you. K3ORW. That is a vanity call for me. My name is Leonard. My former call was Hilo Baker 3, November Lima. The K3ORW I just acquired a week ago this past Tuesday, so good evening to all.
Thank you, Leonard. We'll go ahead and pick up Rollin there. Go ahead, Rollin. Take it.
Well, yeah, Rollin, W3 Papa Baker Charlie. Also, as I got my old call back, was the W3FTK for a few years, then got my old Whiskey Alpha 3 Papa Baker Charlie call back. So, and I'd say everybody on the net this evening, and thanks a lot, Marty, for running this thing. W3ICS from the fine group. W3 Papa Baker Charlie, get back to you and all the players.
J-Q-Q.
And I didn't get the call there and didn't recognize the name, so go ahead and pick it up, please.
Yeah, this is N3KDC Hayes, Bob. I'm actually calling from Virginia. Just had an antenna repaired on the roof, and I'm not even sure, other than, you know, I'm guessing this repeater on the 7.3 at 2 meters or somewhere in... But other than that, that's all I know. I just kind of tuned the dial and heard this next guy. N3KDC, again, name is Bob, Federal, Virginia.
Okay, Bob, got you there, and Marty probably got you on the list there. And if there's anybody else on the W3ICF-R that I didn't call on, please come ahead in if you're on the RF side of the W3ICF-R repeater. W4, go ahead and take it. Tell Marty who you are, please. W3ICF.
W4, KSA Mobile.
Yeah, we got a little noise on you, a little hard to copy there, but thanks for checking in anyhow. Is anybody else on the W3ICF-R repeater RF side that would like to join the ARRL Maryland DC section? That, if you're out there, come ahead, please.
Net control, this is Kilo EF4, Sierra Zulu Frank, Chris from Sarasota, Florida. Over, echoing. Over. Kilo EF4, Sierra Zulu Frank, Chris.
Well, I'm not sure what echo link you connected into. I didn't show you coming up on ours there at W3ICF-R. But Marty, did you copy him? He was pretty low and level. I did not. It wasn't noisy, but I did not copy this call.
Yeah, Philip, I'll take this one. Kilo 4. I think that's your call sign, sir. Go ahead and give me your call sign, your name, and location, please.
This is Kilo India 4 Sierra Zulu Foxtrot Chris from Sarasota, Florida. over Echo Link.
Alright, there we go. Scott, I'm sure you're going to work on that. Okay, Chris, thank you for checking in, Chris, from Sarasota, Florida. I have you on the list. I appreciate you joining us this evening. Alright, let's see. Alright, Philip, I think that's all you've got on your side. Is that right? Let's go just to confirm. No one else on your system there, sir?
I believe that covered it there, Marty. I believe that covered it there. So thank you very much, and I'll turn it back there to you. I hope I didn't screw it up too much there, but there was a couple there that I couldn't see. I knew they wasn't coming through the echo link to me. Back to net control, W3ICF, and I think it'll cover. That's from up here in Frederick.
Okay, very good, Philip. Thank you. Let's go over to Stephen. AC3KZD. Go ahead, sir. Why don't you check in, and if you have anybody on your side, have them check in, too. Go ahead, sir.
Nope, just me here coming from Echo Link. I listen to the BTN all the time, and they said about the net tonight, and I thought I would check it out. I'm fairly new ham since about March, but always interested in listening to net. You learn a lot of stuff, and doing so good today. Thank you for running the net. This will be KC3KZD, 73 everyone.
All right, sir. Thank you for joining us this evening. All right. excuse me. Let's go to KA2JAI. You have anybody on your system, sir? Go ahead and check in.
Good evening, Marty and everyone. This is Mike, KA2JAI. Just a couple things. We have an exercise coming up with the county here in the coming week, which they have asked us to participate in and actually even included us in some of the planning, so we're really happy about that. This Sunday we have the Annapolis 10-miler that will be supported by the local amateur radio community, otherwise known as the A10 here locally. We have a few others on the repeater here, Marty, to try to keep things a little more orderly. I'm going to ask Paul to check in first, then Gordon, and then after Gordon, whoever else is there. So let me drop it here, and Paul, you pick it up next, please. This is KA2JAI.
This is KB3KWT, and Marty, I have no comments, so turn it over to Gordon.
Okay, I'm not hearing Gordon come back. Is anyone else on the Annapolis 442? Please check in now.
This is WJ3K, KB3MXM. This is WJ3K, Gordon.
Good evening, Gordon. Thank you very much for checking in. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to the net this evening, sir? Go ahead.
Day. Q. Q.
Ed, I'd be glad to talk to you one of these days, Marty. WJ3K.
All right, very good, sir. Thank you very much, and yes, I will look forward to that. I'll send you an email. A little busy really right now, but I'll send you an email and maybe we can hook up. Thank you very much. All right, Mike, you got anybody else on your side?
I have not heard anyone else, Marty. I think that's all we have on our side tonight. KA2JAI.
All right, very good. Let's do some more business for the section. We're at the bottom of the hour, or not quite at the bottom of the hour. Let's go over to, my apologies, a long day in the office. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim. WI3N, Atlantic Section. Main Atlantic Division. Go ahead, Jim. You have a few words for us.
Okay. Yes, thank you very much, Marty. This is WI3N, and I'm glad to hear Gordon on here. I'm going to make nobody except for a couple of us know this yet, but I, as the assistant division director here, I've taken on the task of trying to get all of our sections in our Atlantic Division, all a couple hundred counties, to try to come up with an updated 205 form. I believe Gordon is working on some now as we speak. And I've worked with Tom and our former director, Bill Edgar. We're setting up the site so that people can go there, download things. If they're going to be doing Aries Map stuff, moving, you know, you want to go to another county, find out their contact information, the repeaters, et cetera, et cetera. So, and in the near future, we will also be doing a webinar with the section managers and FDCs to try to get everybody on board to put this up there so we can have it available. That's about it for me. Thank you, Marty. Back to Matt, WI3N.
All right, very good. Thank you, Jim. And with that also in mind, just to let the folks here know that the ARRL is looking for anyone who has an MOU with any of your served local agencies. If you have information like that, if you know of an MOU, a memorandum of understanding, let's say you have something with, you know, with scouting or something with, let's say, a faith-based group or maybe even the community college. If you have any MOUs, the league is interested in them. If you have that information, please send it to me at my call sign, KB3MXM at ARRL.net.
Thank you, Jim. I'll pick up everybody reset.
All right, let's go to W3YVQ.
Other house. Our entity, section traffic manager, for that.
Hope that's enough time for reset. And then, Marty, you were breaking up a little bit that time. Let me confirm that you were addressing W3YVQ. Okay, I see correct and father. Good evening, all. I'm going to be grateful a little bit of time for stepping in all of our special personnel at all of this education is very helpful. And we began to get started, but I've been told that all that business has been standing to serve others from the cops to be looked at the internet control device. I'd like to relate another experience which may affect all of us who have these computers as well as our station that the administrator works on to report stolen in my computer to which I have a support chain. I may go home and go out with the problems for the time I do have my backup. I could not delete an image. And it turned out I was not open here on my drive. And I just left the smoke physically something just by the detector. Now I've gotten good out of that hard drive, but I was checking. I ordered my meat, name was still ringing quite slowly. And as soon as I got my back, I went to go look at the image file of my backup drive, and the system said that it's backup code. I'm the image file for that status and I drive, but I know there wasn't every name and said, oh, there's not much. I'm working. Okay, Marty, you should copy me all right. I see your packet problem.
No, unfortunately, Al, we've gotten nothing but broken here a couple of words. Very strong mistake, I think, but not quick. Not clear up here, okay?
How's it all standing? Okay, up and down, so here.
All right, Father, we'll come back in a moment. You can stand by. Let's go over Skyborne Presents, W3PTH, the highway, any updated thing from this event. Audio is on,
Marty, you and Al were unreadable.
Conscious W. The control, I think it's just run ahead to the weapons about now, so be good.
Okay, I'm going to read several times. WB3PXWR. Move to 3DXW-R, XB-R, GXW-R, CBXW-R.
Let's go see how it does. WB3GXW.
WB3GXW, W3SDF here in Frederick. I've got my local repeater on. I got my local computer on you, and you sound good there, John.
Roger. Okay, very good. Thank you. WB3GXW, standby.
Yeah, everybody sounding fine here. It was all broken up on the other one. KB3JQQ.
Hey, John, I noticed the Northeast server was still running UDP packets okay, so something was breaking up on the I.O. somewhere.
Okay, I think I'm back, but I'm not hearing anyone, so I'm going to have to ask for a signal check, guys.
Loud and clear.
Good copy down here, Marty. WA3TOY.
Good in Frederick.
Good down the street.
So I'm not having any luck logging in from the laptop. I'm on the phone, so that makes it kind of limited here. And we'll play it by ear real quick, and apologize if I missed anyone. So let's change the rhythm just a little bit. Let me start at the top. I'll go to WW3N. Dan, do you have anything to add to the net, sir? All right, let's go to Tom, W3TDH. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Things are quiet down here where the Montgomery Amateur Radio Club is working on changing how they do field day, and we're in involved discussions about that. We're seriously considering taking advantage of the 27-hour rule because we had a team of antenna people that was being run into the ground. So by emphasizing rapid deployment, lighter antennas, and each team taking responsibility for its own antenna, we're hoping to get out of that. In my Skywarn role, we haven't had many activations, just a few, but tomorrow and Sunday may see one. I don't know. And other than that, I think that's all I have for you. So back to that, W3TDH.
All right, thank you, Tom. All right, let's go to Kurt, WA3TOY.
Good evening, Marty. How's everybody doing? Well, I've got some good news and some sad news. The good news is I'm tentatively supposed to be starting a new job September 12th. I'll be working for the Maryland State Police as a radio technician. The sad news is my ham radio friend in Malaysia, 9M2 Charlie Risky, evidently has passed away. Chin and I have met up here on Echolink one day when I was monitoring and had my little node set up and chat back and forth occasionally. And I got an Facebook thing this morning that indicated that he had passed away. So I'll have to send my condolences to his family somehow. Other than that, as Tom said, we haven't had much in the way of Skywarn activations. We've had a few, but nothing severe, really. The activations we did per the weather alert radio going off, let it reset there, indicating severe thunderstorm warnings, but no reports of damage or anything, so that was good. So with that, Marty, back to you, WA3TOY.
All right, very good, Kurt. Thank you very much. And let's go to NITW, Butch. Anything from your side of the woods there, sir? Go ahead.
Good evening, Marty, and good evening to everyone else on the net. we are quite busy out here. The Antenna Radio Association and the Aries Group has at least one public service event a month that have had and are having since June. And we're booked up solid through November. And of most importance to us and most pleasing to me was that the county actually came to us and asked us to back them up during that large bike National Amateur Road Championship event for bicycles that was held here in the Hagerstown area for 4 days in July. So we only participated one day, but I felt pretty pretty warm and fuzzy about them coming and asking us to back them up, their system. So we're recognized by the county as an asset. Other than that, all is quiet. When I say it's quiet, tonight I'm taking it easy for the first time in I don't know how many weeks. 7-3, Marty, we'll see you later. And I shoot up.
Roger that, my friend. Roger that. That's good news. That's good news. So maybe you could share some of your positive approach to the county. You're obviously making some inroads up there, and I think that, you know, that's a shareable moment. All right. Thank you again. Let's go to I did it backwards. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf. Chris, who is the Baltimore Traffic Net manager, sir. Go ahead.
The Baltimore Traffic Net continues to welcome new hams to our process each evening at 6:30 on the Shawsville repeater 145.330. So we invite everyone to come and learn about traffic handling and net control duties, alternate net control duties, and those types of things. So, and we have a bunch of great stations that have joined us recently. One was just on recently. KC3KZD, Steve's doing a great job helping us out. So we invite everybody to come and help us out at the Baltimore Traffic Net. Thanks, Marty. We'll turn it back to you. AB3WG.
Okay, Chris. And that's 2 meter. The repeater is located north of Baltimore in a good, very good location. Can be heard very well over the area. 145.33, no PL tone, and look for them each evening at 6:30 local time. There'll be a net control station there, and they'll call stations to check in order. So if you listen long enough, you'll certainly know how to check in and get involved in the traffic system. Thank you very much, Chris. Let's go to Tommy, N3TJO. Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Marty. Good evening, everybody. With respect to NASA on the air, the Club at Kennedy is activating the Cape Canaveral Lighthouse tomorrow. So I think they're going to be up for the weekend to have a chance for both Lighthouse Point and NASA on the air point. Other than that, not too much going on. Back to Net Control, N3TJO.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Scott, I'm not sure if you got your whatever that was that you were fixing, but if you did, just send me a text message that says you're ready to go. Let's go to Stu. Stu is next at WI3J. All right, Stu might have pulled over to us. How about Whiskey Alpha 3, Yankee Juliet Foxtrot? Okay, I said a Whiskey Alpha 3. Whiskey Alpha 4, Yankee Juliet Foxtrot. Tom? All right, very good. Sorry about that, folks. Let's see. Let me check. Stand by. All right, not sure everybody joined us over here. Okay. I don't see W3SND, N3HF. How about Wade, Kilo Charlie Zero, Sierra X-Ray Whiskey, KC0SXW. Did you join us over here, sir? How about a few words? All right, I'm going to open the mic up right now. This is KD3MXM. This is the Maryland DC Section Monthly EchoLink Net. Is there any stations that would like to add something to the good of the order? Your call sign, please.
I'm live with you.
KB3JQQ. Yeah, it's working now.
Live with you.
KC3LNX.
All right, KC3LNX. Thank you for checking in. Stand by, please. At W3YVQ. Go ahead, sir.
Does anybody want to hear the rest of the hard drive story?
Well, maybe we can save that next time. How's that sound, Father Al?
That's okay. W3YVQ.
All right. Thank you, sir. So just a reminder, you've got several traffic nets on HF.
both in CW and phone. And join them when you can as you get your amateur radio class capabilities there. And please be involved. You know the Maryland phone net is, Maryland Emergency phone net is on EchoLink in the evening. So you can check the section website for that information. All right, everybody stand by. I'm now going to turn it over to KC3LNX. My name is Marty. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Marty. It is my first time checking into a different net than the Rural Amateur Radio Club net. I'm a technician at the age of 10. I had fun at Berryville, went to a few ham fests, and I'm pretty sure about 3 months ago I got my license. So, yeah. Back to you, Net Control.
All right. Very good. Thank you. What is the first name there, please?
Ben, B-E-N.
Okay, Ben. Well, welcome to amateur radio, or should I say, welcome to our net. What an honor to have you join us this evening. Speaking like a true ham, I've been to Berryville. many of us can say we have, and some haven't yet. Well, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on getting your technician class license at the age of 10, and a well-deserved honor is and the opportunity for us to hear you here on our net. So thanks again. I wish you the very best. I'm sure we all do. And looking forward to hearing you on the air. So I'll turn it back to you, and then we'll move on. Go ahead, Ben. Any final words?
So, thank you. Well, not really. I guess I've done a few things. I want to start getting to my general, getting better radios, you know, some of that stuff, just to get more into ham radio.
All right, Ben. Thank you very much. So you heard it, folks. There's the new section manager for Maryland, D.C. Get general, better radios. It is a perfect goal. Thank you very much, Ben, for joining us. All right. It's now only a few minutes before the top of the hour. We've had an exciting evening moving around on the net here and trying to get everybody in. I have no visibility on who's checked in right now because I'm actually operating off of my smartphone. So anyone else for the good of the order before we close tonight? Your call sign, please.
W3TDH.
Here is KB3JQQ.
WB3GXW.
All right, very good. Let's go to W3TDH. Go ahead, sir.
Marty, it doesn't look like you have time tonight, but I'd like to hear more from our section team about this new system that they're doing for ARIES. I read through the whole document, and there are some things I don't understand, including a very heavy emphasis on contest participation as a qualification. That one's got me lost. So, you know, at some point when you can, if you could help us figure out what they're meaning by all that, I'd appreciate it. Back to net, W3TDH.
Yes, indeed, Tom. And I've actually had a couple of email exchanges with our section emergency coordinator, Jim Montgomery, WB3KAS, and we plan to meet. His schedule and mine are very tight right now, so we're going to make arrangements to meet. And I agree with you. There has been a lot. Try that again. On the ARIES ICS system. On the NIMS ICS training, as well as the ARIES Connect, and just recently the email that I mentioned a moment ago about the league would like to know if you have any local MOUs. I think there's going to be significant changes here coming soon. So as soon as I have a chance to talk to our section emergency coordinator and the rest of the staff, Tom, I'll certainly bring and loop in the section, sir. Thank you very much for those comments. All right, let's go to KB3JQQ, and then we'll go to John Creel. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, I'll keep it short. You mentioned it. BTN, I was figured I was next. I was going to mention that. Tomorrow night I run the net. I'll check you in. I'll be my 108th net. And I was also noting that field day is the only emergency that you can plan for. And I can understand why they would want contesting, because I feel that I'm a better operator. I can hear call signs better because I actually participated in a bunch of contests for a couple years. And besides getting some paperwork for the wall, it helps to tune your ear. KB3JQQ.
All right. Thank you, Scott. You heard that. Scott's going to be net control, 145.332 meters tomorrow, 6:30 local time. He's the net control. Listen to the net control station. He's going to call for any stations with or without traffic, and that's your cue. Let's go to John, WB3GXW.
All right. I've got a lot of connections here. Hold on just a second. All right, WB3GXW on the iPhone. Yeah, WA3TOY just keeps announcing a connection, or the repeater keeps announcing his connection to the system. All right, here's what I have found out about this calamity we had again tonight. System provider was watching as things were going on. So he reconnected the conference server to the system, and it connected to one of the backup servers, not the main server. If that might be an indication as to the Echolink system was having a problem. So currently, WashDC is connected to a backup server. So in the future, I guess we got to be prepared as soon as things go south to switch to the repeater node. Sorry about that, and at least he was able to do something about it, but it appears to be okay now. WB3GXW on the iPhone through Wash DC.
Well, you bring up a very interesting point, John. You know, Jim Cross said just WI3N said a few moments ago, and I'm sure Gordon is listening. You know, there's not only is there a 205, which lists all the frequencies, but there's also other ICS communication plans for backup communications and alternate communications. So you bring a very interesting point to the table. In Echolink, there should be the same. It is radio over IP in many cases. So maybe that'll be something for you and I to chit-chat about, and I'll bring it up with Jim Montgomery too, that Echolink needs a 205 for backup capability, because these systems, you know, they're dependent upon all the stars lining up, as you mentioned. So one little hiccup could happen. All right, that's it for me for this evening, folks. I'm going to leave you with this one thought. I've been following a lot on the news for communications, and if you read the section news, you'll see my comments in there about UHF. So there is a increased interest in UHF communications. So the density of repeater sites or the configuration of those repeater sites would need to change. There's also an interest in voice over IP for linking systems together. Once again, dependent upon infrastructure. Now, VHF is considerably different than UHF, and so I want you not to get rid of your VHF. Don't take them to the handfest. Don't sell them. Don't get rid of them. It's not time to do that yet. As a matter of fact, I just recently picked up a DMR VHF just to play with. Very inexpensive right now because everyone's going to UHF. It was a lot less than what it would be full price, and it gives me a chance to work with code plugs. So hang in there, keep your radios ready, and stay on the air. That's it for the Echolink session this evening. Thank you all for joining us. And from the MD6 section and the MCD section staff, to our repeater operators, our hams here, our MDC members, and all those interested in amateur radio. Thanks again for joining us this month. We'll see you next month here on the Echo Link system at 8 p.m. Good night and 7-3.
Nobody is doing 3 peg.
KG4USN, I've been listening for a while on mobile.
The 3K and USN, got it, thanks. Go ahead, Gordon.
Hey, man, Marty, about 205. It's a lot more than a single 205, as I'm finding out here. On a personal note, if I may, while WB3GXW is in here, one of my prized possessions just came to light out of the drawer. My CSCE for examination 1C 28 years ago, signed by WB3GXW. Thank you, John, and thank you, Marty, WB3K.
Oh, my goodness, I'm getting old, WB3GXW.
That's better than the alternative, WJ3K.
Roger. WB3GXW.
Okay, if I can note real quick, that my link is on UHF because there's really no place around here for VHF. The only problem is you just have to get the antenna up high to get it to work really good. Other than that, I get a mile or so out of it, even though it's inside. KB3JQQ, 73 off.
Yeah, good point, Scott, good point. Yeah, and I have a really nice way of using the FCC average, the height of antenna above average terrain, how you can use just some Windows programs. If you have Excel, if you have like a graphic editing program, you can actually plot, get a nice circle plot of your average antenna height above terrain, and then using a simple, like using paint in Windows, take that, turn it into a transparency, and put it on a Google map. It's pretty nice when you do that. You really kind of see where you are as far as height goes. And then by using the FCC average height above terrain website, you change your antenna height or your height. So you change it from 10 feet to 20 to 30 to 40 to 50, and you keep doing that, increasing it until you see the number, you see the average height to be a positive number. And that'll give you somewhat of an indication. I mean, there's other factors, but I'll give you an indication of where you have to be in height to be above terrain. So I'll just leave it at that. Let me turn it over to KG4USN. And good evening, Mr. Ken.
Good evening, Martin. Good evening, all. I'm coming in through the Annapolis 440 machine. I'm on the road to BWI, and I've been listening maybe for like the last 10-15 minutes. I'm not exactly sure. And interesting stuff. So, but nothing really big to report here. I'm going to pull around NAQP single sideband tomorrow. That's it for amateur radio. Back to you.
Okay, Ken, very good. And for those that don't know and haven't been following along, so Ken is the PIC for the section. That's ham language for public information coordinator. But for the outside world, I've given him the title of external affairs, which is what the ICS NIMS sort of looks at it. When you look at the national disaster planning, it's external affairs. So he's external affairs. So if you have anything that's interesting that needs to go out to the press, he's your guy. Okay. All right, folks, listen, it's been a long day. I'm now working on approximately 22 hours without sleep. I'm going to go to bed. Thank you all for joining us. 7-3s. Have a good evening. 7-3s. Goodbye.
7-2, Marty. Good night. KG4USN. Mobile.
N3EVF Mobile. Frederick, Maryland.